Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Like Philip Glass, the Icelandic composer Jóhann Jóhannsson has also found that his dramatic, emotional music works well with film. Tonight, this music will be performed live while the otherwise silent film by Bill Morrison called The Miner's Hymns is screened. The film tells the story of the rise and fall of mining culture in Durham, England, through archival footage and music for an orchestra of brass and electronics. Jóhann Jóhannsson joins us here in the Soundcheck studio. Jóhann, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So did you have any knowledge of Durham mining culture, any interest in that before working on this film with Bill Morrison?
No, I think we both came to it as you know, strangers, really, and we had to kind of immerse ourselves in the culture, and we went there several times for research trips. Bill to work in film archives and myself to work with local musicians and I did a preparatory concert a year before we did the final piece, and so it was important to get to know the musicians, and because we were determined to work as much as we could with local brass band, so it's recorded and the original performance was with a local colliery brass band.
Right.
Of course, there's no mining anymore there. The mines are shut, but the brass bands are still there.
That is, most Americans probably are not aware of this, that a big part of mining culture were these so-called colliery bands, which were basically brass bands.
Absolutely, yes.
So that's why your score is so brass heavy.
That's the idea, and mm-hmm. That was sort of the brief for the piece was to work with the sort of mining the heritage of these coal mining villages, cultural and industrial heritage, and a big part of that is the brass bands, and mm-hmm. every single village had a brass band, and you know, going back to the mid 19th century,
right.
So this was a huge part of the culture and was kind of like the soundtrack to the miners' lives, basically.
And it is the only soundtrack to the film The Miner's Hymns. Bill Morrison, if you're not familiar with his work, New Yorker, experimental filmmaker who specializes in taking old archival footage, often in a state of decay, but in this case some of it is pristine and beautiful, and creating new films from this older stock. Although, somewhat unusually for Bill Morrison, there is some newly shot color imagery sort of flying overhead to show you what the current state of Durham
is. Exactly. It starts with a long helicopter shot of the former coal mine sites of the coal mines, which are now shopping malls mm-hmm. and football fields or soccer fields.
Yes,
et cetera.
And all of this imagery, accompanied by this music that will be performed tonight by the Wordless Music Orchestra, Jóhann Jóhannsson is the composer, and this is an excerpt called "The Cause of Labor is the Hope of the World." Some of the music from the film The Miner's Hymns, a silent movie by Bill Morrison, silent except, of course, for this music by my guest Jóhann Jóhannsson, The film is part of a four-night retrospective of Bill Morrison's movies that we are presenting as part of the annual New Sounds Live silent film series at the World Financial Center. Tonight, The Miner's Hymns, with Gudni Franson conducting the Wordless Music Orchestra. And Johan, as you mentioned, your decision here to use a lot of brass inspired by the colliery bands of these mining towns in northern England. But you've done so many other works over the years, often combining electronic sounds, acoustic sounds, the sounds of popular music with what we would consider classical music. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking earlier with Philip Glass about how the distinction between classical and popular can be kind of easy to break down at times. Mm-hmm. In Iceland, where you grew up and studied, it seems like there's a lot of crossover between those two worlds.
Yeah, it's a small place, and the music community is very tightly knit, and it's not maybe as kind of compartmentalized or segregated as other in other bigger cities where you have like scenes that are quite, you know, discreet and not so, there's not so much communication between them perhaps. Mm-hmm. But in Iceland there is very much, you know, very much communication and a lot of you know, mingling between worlds, you know, mm-hmm. and it's easy to. I had a project going on in the beginning of the 2000s, which was called Kitchen Motors, which was all about creating these sort of hybrid collaborations between different, you know, like talking. We asked the string quartet to work with a guy who was, you know, doing electronics in his basement, you know, mm-hmm. and produced like chamber operas, putting together like an electronic band and a poet and a mezzo soprano, and this was done with very little budget and just sort of for the love of it and
so you're getting pretty close to what Philip Glass was just talking about. You know, what if the concerts were all free? What if the tickets were, you know, just show up again?
It's kind of what you have to do in Iceland also, because I mean it's a small market and it's you know, people do it for the love of it, you know.
So even within your own music though, there is this a lot of crossing over between the sounds of, for example, in Engleborn. Mm. This is a project that features string quartet, very classical sounds, but also kind of modern studio production, percussion, things like that. Where's your training in one field or the other, or is it in both?
Well, I mean, my I studied piano and trombone, but I'm very much self-taught as a composer, and I come from, you know, primarily from electronic music and from working in you know, rock bands, indie alternative rock bands, and so that that's my background, and I sort of slowly taught myself to write for orchestras, for strings, for brass, and to use those textures and mm-hmm. and.
Well, in this recording called Engleborn, there's an excerpt called Psychologist, which has the sound of the strings matched to some very modern studio production from my guest, Johan Johansson. Psychologist is the name of that piece. Well, actually, that's the English name. There's an Icelandic.
I'm surprised, actually, that you knew the translation. It's called Sálfræðingur in Icelandic.
Easy for you to say. Johan Johansson with us on Soundcheck today. Engleborn is the name of that piece, which is the larger piece, and it is it's a theater work.
It's originally a score for a theater play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, is most of your music inspired by other media, other art form?
Well, I mean, I've worked a lot in theater and with dance, contemporary dance, and film. So there's that connection. But even pieces that are, you know, for example, my Fordlandia album, which is a standalone piece, that has, you know, very much, there's very much a narrative connected to that. And there's a, you know, I like to work within that kind of frame. You know, mm-hmm. I think I'm you know, I don't like writing purely abstract music. It there has to be some sort of you know, frame of reference. Mm-hmm. I start with an image or an idea or a you know, piece of poetry or a kind of a connection with an idea, you know, like a non-musical idea.
Well, you mentioned this piece, Fordlandia. That's F-O-R-D. Mm. Is Fordlandia America? Is this a reference to Ford and American technology and stuff?
It's a reference to a rubber colony that Ford set up in the Amazon jungle in the 1920s when he was attempting to find an independent source of rubber for tires mm-hmm. for his cars. And so he set up this colony, which was almost like a little version of Detroit in the Amazon jungle. And it was a failed experiment. It was album is kind of, you know, this idea of failed utopia, you know, I'm very interested in those ideas.
Right. And so the big idea, whether it works out or not, having the big idea.
Yeah, and kind of the failure of it. Yeah. You know, the beauty of that, and you know, it's kind of reminded, that whole story reminded me of this Werner Herzog film Fitzcarraldo.
Right.
And you know, this you know, crazy attempt at building an opera in the
middle of the Amazon.
Exactly.
Basin. Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's a little bit of Johan Johansson's music from this project called Fordlandia. Just a little bit of Fordlandia, another project by my guest Johan Johansson, the Icelandic composer here inspired by Henry Ford's attempt to set up a kind of rubber-producing utopia in the Amazon, a failed attempt, as Johan has been telling us. His score to the silent Bill Morrison film The Miners' Hymns is being performed live tonight to a screening of the movie, part of our annual New Sounds Live silent film series at the World Financial Center. Tonight at 7:30, there is a trailer on our webpage. Go to wnyc.org/soundcheck. And we've talked a bit, Johan, about the combination in your work of electronics and acoustic sounds. Electronics seem to run in your family. You have an album about an old computer, one of the first mainframe computers to come to Iceland, and somehow your father comes into the story.
Yes, my father was a programmer for IBM in the 60s, and he worked with the IBM 1401 computer, which is the first mass-produced computer, and he found, along with his colleagues, a way of making music on this machine, which it was, of course, not at all designed for. And they they found a method of using the electromagnetic radiation that was emitted from the memory of the machine, and by putting a radio next to it, they could pick up these waves, and tone.
As you say that, it does not sound very safe to me. that there's so much radiation coming off this computer that you can stick a radio next to it and pick up the frequencies.
I think it's quite safe. You know, it's within a safe spectrum, I think. But
okay.
But it's. But they found a way of modulating this tone to produce melodies, and they, when they took the computer out of service, they documented this music that they made on the computer and on a reel-to-reel tape, which I discovered 30 years later, and when my father told me about this, and I used this as a basis for a piece. So I used the parts of these recordings and sounds of the computer in operation, which was also part of this recording, and wrote a string accompaniment or a mm-hmm. string orchestration around these sounds.
So this thing that's this kind of very tinny, almost oboe-like sound,
exactly,
is this old IBM mainframe computer.
Yes.
Taped 30 some odd years ago by your dad.
Exactly.
This is from Johan Johansson. The piece is called, appropriately, IBM 1401 Processing Unit. Johan Johansson, and a piece called IBM 1401 Processing Unit. Strings and all of that kind of underlying and surrounding the sound of this 30-plus-year-old recording of an old IBM 1401 mainframe computer. It wasn't produced to make music. Somehow your dad found a way to do it. He was a musician himself?
Yeah, he was a percussionist and accordion player. Mm-hmm.
So we have this concert performance tonight, Johan, of your score to the Bill Morrison film Miner's Hymns tonight at 7:30. Again, there is a trailer on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. I, for one, Johan, am really looking forward to it. I've enjoyed the score immensely in the past year and looking forward to seeing you tonight. Thank you for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck. Music from the Miner's Hymns by Johan Johansson, wrapping up Soundcheck for today. On our next program, aspiring Broadway performers are at the center of Smash, a new drama from NBC. We'll talk with one of the show's stars, former Wicked lead Megan Hilty, as well as its Grammy-winning composer Mark Shaman. Plus, the Warsaw Village Band brings their hardcore folk from Poland to our New York studio for a live performance. And join Soundcheck's latest crowdsourcing experiment. We want to hear from people with huge collections of music, like vinyl albums, or music-related stuff, like concert t-shirts and memorabilia and rare instruments. If you're a super collector or know someone who is, fill out our nomination form. It's on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Rachel Smith. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.